been quite a week for America's Navy. Before I get to just talking about Army Navy, we started the week talking about the 70th commemoration of the Pearl Harbor attacks, and then we're getting ready for the return of the Bush Strike Group tomorrow in Norfolk, and then of course tomorrow afternoon we expect to beat Army handily and you know, hand them 10 losses in a row, and you know, solidify a decade of dominance over our biggest rival. So social media has played a huge part in all three of those events, and how the Navy has communicated it, and you know, we've had a lot of fun in giving our rivals at Army a hard time and stoking that good-natured rivalry over social media.
And they have been not shy about giving it right back to you, I've noticed, as I've been following both of these feeds. What is it about social media that gives you this platform to be able to do stuff like this, and at the same time, as you mentioned, talk about those the other events that you're working on that are happening in the life of the Navy that are very important and very serious?
Well, I mean, we have found social media to be the ideal way to engage directly, whether it be with families, whether it be with friends of the Navy, or whether it be with the American people in general. And so when I think, you know, initially folks weren't used to government agencies, and certainly not services, you know, military services, engaging in two-way conversation. And so if it's a fun event like the Army-Navy game, they certainly enjoy that two-way communication. Or if it's something a little bit more serious like Pearl Harbor or like the Bush homecoming, they appreciate the fact that we're willing to put information out and respond to their questions, and you know, start that that conversation back and forth. So that's really been the ideal use for social media for the Navy.
Does the fun element of a football game kind of lay the groundwork to bring people in who might not necessarily be they might not think of social media as the place to get information about, say, a Pearl Harbor anniversary or something like that?
Absolutely. I mean, this allows us to expand our audience, expand the people, the typical listener or the typical viewer, so to speak, in on our social media platforms. It allows us to have that conversation in a fun way, as you said, and then that way, when we start talking other events, you know, we sort of have them hooked, and we have them as a fan of our platforms, and we're able to continue the conversation.
How are you measuring the kind of response that you're getting to what you're putting out there, not just on Twitter, but on Facebook, too, and other social media outlets?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I know a number of your listeners, work with federal agencies or work in D.C., and, you know, in today's fiscal environment, I mean, you really do have to show the value of what you're doing, whether it's communicating or anything else. And what's great about social media, all those platforms that you just mentioned, is you really have the real-time metrics right there at your fingertips. So, you know, to use Facebook as an example, I mean, you know real-time the number of likes, you know, the number of fans that you're talking to, you know how many people are sharing your content. You can read that, the comments real time. So when you put all that together, you have a pretty good picture as to whether or not what you communicated was received by the folks that you're talking to, and how they received it, and if they're taking what you said and sort of paying it forward, so to speak.
You've got, as of this moment, 409,098 likes on your Facebook page. What does that metric mean to you?
Well, it means our goal for our social media effort is we want to talk to folks that are obviously that are interested in the Navy, and folks that are willing to take the content that we provide them and go ahead and communicate on our behalf or share it with the folks that they that they talk to on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, if you look at that number, that really doesn't include the bulk of our sailors or our families. That's done at the ship or the unit level. But those, you know, 400, almost 10,000 folks, I mean, they're the folks that are talking to us every day. They're sharing what they know about the Navy, and they help us craft our communication points, and they help us know what America knows about their Navy, so that we can do a better job of informing them as we move forward. You know, a lot of people get hung up on that number of fans, you know, if you're talking about Facebook, and certainly the more people you're talking to, the better. But we like to look at the, you know, the qualitative conversation, you know, the quality of that interaction as well as the number of fans.
Somebody posted something on your Facebook page that I'm actually going to share on mine because I think it's pretty cool. It is the graphic of how to say go Navy beat Army in a bunch of different languages. Not that I'm biased, because I didn't serve in either branch, but I just think that the creative ways that people express these things, whether they're fun or serious, is really neat.
It really is, and I mean, you know, it'll sound silly, but the social nature of social media is really what makes it effective. I mean, the fact that folks are willing to share, they're willing to receive information. I mean, we go into an event with an idea of how we want to communicate it. You know, you certainly want to hit the high points and some of the talking points that your organization wants to get out, but very quickly we have the ability to crowdsource a whole set of different things that we hadn't thought about, or a whole different direction in which our fans take us. And you know, that example that you just referenced is perfect in explaining the value of that two-way communication.
What's your final score prediction tomorrow?
You know, I see us by 10 points. I think that we'll get up early and then we'll run the ball and be conservative after that. But as I said, I'm predicting that 10th win.